And now it's time to talk nutrition with Unetse. Unetse, good morning. Welcome on this Thursday.
Good morning, Wayne.
And you're talking today about happy foods. You know, last week or the week before, we spoke about comfort foods, you know, those tubs of ice cream and yogurt. But serotonin is what we need to keep happy. Tell us all about it.
Yes. So, indeed, there are some foods that we can consume that increase serotonin levels. So just to explain a little bit, serotonin is really a chemical that carries messages between our nerve cells in the brain and then throughout our body. And then these chemical messages actually tells your body how to work. So apart from the messages that it carries, it also acts as a hormone in the body.
Okay.
So it plays several roles in your body. So the serotonin is basically linked to mood and is known as a key factor actually for overall mental health. So very important in the small messages in the receptors, and then also act as a hormone with a function in the body. So interestingly enough, most serotonin in your body is actually found in your gut. So 90% of your serotonin is found in the lining of your gut.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it's released into your blood circulation and then absorbed by the platelets. And only 10% is really produced by your brain.
Mm.
So we always speak about gut health and how important it is to maintain the good bacteria in your gut. And once again, you can actually see that it's so important that we actually look after our gut. So maybe a simple thing like pre and probiotics can actually help to balance out your gut good bacteria. And then if this is where serotonin really are produced, uh-huh, and distributed, how important it's not really to have a good gut, because otherwise this whole function would not even be able to work at all.
Okay.
So then serotonin is made from an amino acid called tryptophan. So then when we speak about foods that are rich in, it's actually foods that are rich in the amino acid tryptophan, because tryptophan then will be made into serotonin at the end. So this is then an essential amino acid. So what this really means is it's not produced by the body. It's very important that we obtain it from food. So definitely something that we have to consume in some or other way. So then if we look what serotonin does in your body, so number one, it's linked to your mood. So the serotonin in your brain regulates your mood, and it's often called the body's feel-good chemical.
Okay.
So if you want to feel good, you need a little bit more serotonin. So when your levels of serotonin are normal, you will generally be focused, you will be emotionally stable, you will just be happier, and calmer.
Okay.
But the problem is if the levels are low,
then you're none of the above.
Exactly. Then you are none of the above. So then it's associated really with depression, anxiety, mood disorders, and you can see that this is something that we have to look after. Then secondly, it's also it plays a role in digestion. So most of your body's serotonin is in your GI tract, and it also helps to control your bowel function and plays a very important role in protecting the gut. In other ways, your gut can increase the release of serotonin, which then can speed up digestion and also get rid of irritating and toxic products from your gut. It helps to sort of sweep out the toxins out of your gut as well.
Okay.
And then while doing all of this, it also helps to control appetite.
Uh-huh.
So you can, as I'm speaking, I'm just thinking if you feel depressed and you battle to lose weight, you know, we have to look after our gut, increase serotonin, because they are all sort of linked with each other.
Well, that was actually a question that I was actually going to ask you is, it actually what you've explained to us really clarifies the link between diet and how you feel. You know, if you, let's say you may be feeling a little bit down or you maybe do suffer from depression, a good diet with the right foods is actually vitally important. You know, apart from whatever the doctors could prescribe in terms of tablets, but just making sure that you eat the right things would probably go a long way to putting you back on the right track.
Yes, because if you think about it, if you can increase your serotonin levels and you can get your gut health sort of sorted out, that already by feeling better, you will be more motivated to be willing to actually lose the weight. And then probably it might be a slow process, but at least your mood is enhanced so that you can actually motivate yourself to stay focused on your goal, maybe for losing weight.
Right.
So all of these things. And then the third thing that we also actually need to lose weight is sleep enough. So serotonin together with other neurotransmitter, which is dopamine, and maybe next week we can speak about that. It plays a role in the quality of your sleep. So it means how well you sleep, how long you sleep. And your brain also needs serotonin to make melatonin, which is the hormone that regulates your sleep cycle. So it's actually such a complicated thing because there's so many things intertwined with each other that we all need to feel good, lose weight, stay positive. Because if you don't sleep, you don't have energy, and then you can't exercise. And it's almost the snowball effect, and that might lead to weight gain, which might make you feel depressed. So it's really such an important thing. And then maybe a little bit not on the mood side, but also wound healing. So serotonin is released by platelets in your blood, and it helps to heal the wounds. So it actually causes those tiny vessels to narrow and help sort of with the blood clotting that's important to then eventually heal your wounds. So we've spoken about the low levels of serotonin that can cause depression and anxiety disorders, even create suicidal behaviors, obsessive compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders, panic disorders, schizophrenia, phobias. All of this is really can be caused by low serotonin levels. And I mean, the reason why there's low serotonin levels can be many things. So it's maybe your body is not producing enough, or your body is not utilizing the serotonin that's released. So that's maybe a little bit more of a complicated situation on to find out why. And this is really the situation. But then if we take it then back to what we can do on a daily basis, maybe food-wise, so we can actually eat foods that will be higher in tryptophan. And so they will be things like eggs. They're very rich in tyrosine, choline, biotin, and omega-3. Contains the amino acid then that will tryptophan, which will help the body to produce serotonin. Also, cheese contains some of these amino acids. Very interesting, a fruit like pineapple, which is that we get a lot of that in the Eastern Cape, and very rich in tryptophan. Also, a product called tofu, so your soy products, I'm thinking tofu, maybe edamame beans, very rich in tryptophan, an amino acid, which is also part of your protein. If you think about a protein, there's 22 different amino acids that forms a protein, and tryptophan is the very important one. Also, a fish called salmon, which is very rich in omega-3s and also helps to balance your cholesterol, your blood pressure. Then you can have some nuts and seeds. Also, turkey, which is a little bit of a difficult animal, probably, or a bird to hold on.
Okay.
That's turkey. And then if you're interested in supplements, things like your St. John's Wort, maybe some ginseng. All of these things are stuff that we can consume to help us increase the serotonin levels in your body. But then apart from that, important to get some sunlight, the good old vitamin D that
vitamin
we spoke about.
Yes, right.
Yes, if you are office bound, try to get out when the sun is shining, because obviously it creates a feeling of happiness. Because, and then with the vitamin D, it also helps to increase the levels of serotonin. And then very important to do some exercise. So you don't have to do weird and wonderful things. Maybe just a 30-minute brisk walk. If you can get to it 5 times a week, this is really advisable for increase of tryptophan, serotonin levels, and just to help you feel good all around.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's and sort of just two things that I can take from that is you mentioned, well, eating properly and exercise are two of the important things that make you happy and or it generates serotonin. And just on a side note, there's a band that's based here in East London. They call themselves Serotonin. And that means that music also makes you happy.
I'm sure it does make you happy. Yeah. Very important for us to. And for me, the most amazing thing is it doesn't really matter what we speak about. Every single time, it's almost like your gut comes into play. So just by taking that little European probiotic on a daily basis is a good start. For gut support, that really support a lot of things in our body.
Right, right. That makes sense. You know, it's sort of the center of everything. You know, you eat, everything you eat goes through your guts and gets processed from there.
Yes, and absorbed. So very important that we actually have good villi with good bacteria. Yes.
And that sort of reminds me also of that old adage that says garbage in, garbage out, you know, or you are what you eat. You know, you eat unhappy food, you will become unhappy.
Yes.
So bring on that tub of ice cream.
Real good food.
Yeah, well, all the good things that you need. But obviously, definitely, we look at it simplistically, but very, very important. And also, you know, Unetsi, Just getting back to one of the points of what you eat, you know the importance of the link between diet and just generally being healthy. I mean, it's such a simple thing to do, and I'm sure a lot of people don't probably sort of look after themselves as well as they possibly should or get careless.
Yes, and actually, if you think about it. I always think to eat healthy is not that difficult. If we look at the basic thing like the food pyramid, and you look at the basis of the food pyramid, which is food and dietary guidelines and basic things that we maybe have been taught at school, but the basis of that pyramid is complex carbohydrates. So it's something like oats, whole grain flours, whole wheat bread. And that's actually, if we just go with basic things, that's the bottom part of that. And then also you can put your fruits and your starchy vegetables. We can also put at the bottom there. And if we, generally speaking, something like a potato or butternut or sweet potato, even if you think about an apple and an orange, which is basic of basics, if we put them at the bottom, that's really our carbohydrates. And then top of that, you will have your protein corner. And if we have to speak about basic proteins, if you think a piece of lean chicken, maybe even tuna from a tin, a boiled egg, that's good protein building blocks in conjunction with dairy. So whether it's yogurt, milk, buttermilk, cheese, that will be your dairy portion, which will be addition to your protein, and then also the calcium block that you fill from your dairy. And then obviously right at the top, we have got then your fats. That would be basically 10 or 15% of your diet. And whether you want to eat it from peanut butter or avocado pear, or maybe you want to eat nuts or seeds, that is really an easy way of eating healthy, and it's basic foods that is not generally expensive. If you even go to a market, you can find it there. But I think in our daily lives, it's so easy to go to convenience food, instant food from a packet, because if commercially it's just so available for us to go to those things. And I think because those things are commercially available, unfortunately, we are not going for the pineapple. We are not going for the edamame beans. We are not going for the cheese and the fruits and the vegetables. And then, unfortunately, without us knowing, we lack some of the basic nutrients that we need to feel good and to have energy to maybe go out and exercise and do something that is, you know, that's positive for your body and for your whole mindset and well-being.
Right. So it's a case of, you know, just taking a careful look and making adjustments.
Yes, and I actually think everybody should sit down and think about their daily life. What do they buy? What do they consume? And I think if you take 5 or 10 minutes and you swap out some of those convenient things from a packet for something fresh, I think you might be surprised on how much more energy you might have just by changing some small things in your daily life. Yeah,
indeed.
And just a habit that you've got. Maybe chase one or two small habits that includes convenient food and swap them out for something fresh and natural. And you might just really, really be surprised on the energy that you can create for yourself.
And then you'll be generating that serotonin and you'll feel happier.
Exactly.
For sure. And if all that fails, just listen to music.
Yes, definitely.
Because that'll generate some serotonin as well. Unetsi, thank you very, very much for chatting to us today. It's always fun and always a pleasure to have you. And how does somebody get in touch? Maybe they are wanting to plan a diet and they need some advice from you as an expert.
They were more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989. Or they can find me on Instagram at @Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi. Thank you very much. Have a great day.